everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. If you guys are new, my name is Julia Christine. I am here every single week. We're not surprised. Hello, welcome. I'm happy to have you here. So this week's episode is going to be talking about how I balance an 8-to-5 full-time job along with my side hustles, a workout routine, which I haven't really established yet. We'll talk about all of that. So I just wanted to talk about last week's episode, which didn't get a lot of traction, which I was kind of surprised and kind of sad about because I had so much fun recording that episode. It was so fun to talk about just like all of the 90s and 2000s nostalgic things that I went through in my lifetime, but I guess not all of you guys really we're into that kind of topic, so that's totally okay, and it's just something that I need to note for future episodes. So if you guys do have topics that you want to hear for future episodes, I would love to hear your guys' feedback for topics that you guys want to hear, because literally half of you only listened to the podcast last week, so of course, that could be due to multiple different reasons, but I just want to make sure that I'm talking about things that you guys are interested in. So please give me some feedback over on my Instagram, which is at the Unsocial Butterfly. Wait, no, it's at Unsocial Butterfly Podcast on Instagram, which is linked in the show notes if you guys haven't followed already. Clearly, I don't even know my own Instagram account name. But moving on to the favorite of the week, I just wanted to shout out Funf Wine. It's F-U-N-F. It is so cheap. It is so tasty. I love it. It is my go-to. I'm obsessed with it. If you are of age, of course, be on the lookout for it at the liquor store because it is my favorite. And we're not even going to talk about the goal of the week because I didn't achieve it again because I'm lazy. And a lot of that is due to the topic at hand today. So we will get into that later in the episode. But I just wanted to say that I am a normal human and I don't achieve my goals a lot of the times. So that happened. So we'll kind of just get right into this episode. I don't have a ton of things to talk about in the introduction, besides the fact that if you guys watch my YouTube channel, that you would probably have seen in one of my vlogs that I posted, that our fire alarms went off at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Yeah, so it was Monday night to Tuesday morning, the fire alarms went off and it was terrifying. Like, I wasn't sure if the building was burning down or what was happening, but basically we were startled out of our sleep and I just like threw on warm clothes because of course it's like negative 20 degrees outside and snowing when it happens, but it was really scary and it definitely was like a wake up call that that could happen. I'm definitely, like I'll talk about later, I'm definitely a planner and I feel like if I were to ever have pets or something in the future, that I'm going to have like a pet bag like packed and ready to go in case something were to happen. So I'm definitely one of those people who like overthinks and overanalyzes things. So of course, after that happened and we got back in, everything was safe and fine. The fire department cleared the building and we were able to go back in around like 3:45. And of course, Cole is like falling asleep, no problem. And he's snoring and I'm like laying awake with every single thought running through my head. So that was fun. That happened this week. I'm glad that he took a few video clips because I was literally like half asleep and I grabbed my wallet and I don't know why I grabbed my camera of all things. I grabbed my G7X and I didn't vlog anything, of course, because it's a freaking fire alarm going off. But of course I didn't vlog anything. I just grabbed it because it was 3 a.m. and I was delusional. But there was a guy that we walked up with and he ended up being one of our neighbors, but he actually brought his golf clubs, which I thought was kind of funny because of all things that you could save in your apartment, he saves his golf clubs. I just thought that was hilarious, but you never know how you're going to react in a crisis situation. All right, so besides that, I had a very mediocre week when it comes to YouTube and work and all of that jazz. So we'll just get right into the main content of the episode. So basically, this episode is all about working a full-time job and kind of balancing all of the side hustles that I manage, I guess. A lot of people have their own things that they do, whether it's working out, if they have another side job. a hobby, another side business, something like that. But if you guys are new here and you don't know anything about me, I have a YouTube channel. I occasionally sell things on Etsy. And then I have the podcast, of course. So I also manage that while working a full-time job. So I'm going to kind of talk about how I've been experiencing life and balancing all of this while working at my job since last May. So if you guys have been part of the podcast since I started this, I basically started the podcast right when I was about to graduate college. And if you guys don't know what I do for work, I am a radiologic technologist, so I take x-rays. I also help out in the laboratory, so I can draw blood and do a few different other wave tests and things like that, but I also balance that with all of my other side hustles. So honestly, I'm just gonna say right off the bat that I have had the hardest time transitioning from that college phase to post-grad and starting a full-time job literally 3 days after I graduated. And I worked as like a student x-ray technologist, so I was basically like an intern. So it was a paid position and everything, but back in April, I decided to make the transition into this new full-time job, which basically I was covering for a maternity leave, and then I got hired on as full-time benefited back in October. So I was very, very lucky to find this position right out of college because basically a lot of my classmates probably work the evening shifts or the shifts that people don't particularly want. But yeah, it's just been a very interesting transition from college to full-time work and then also balancing all of the different things that I have going on. So being said, that is a large majority of why I decided to take a break from the podcast because of the reasons that I'm going to talk about here in the near future. But yeah, I definitely have been struggling and we'll talk about it. It's not something that is uncommon, and unfortunately that is how a lot of full-time jobs work, and that's how the real world is, and I think a lot of us just don't have the preparation for that. So being said, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to force anybody to switch majors or reroute their path in life, but I'm just trying to be realistic here and show you guys what it's truly like to try and balance all of these things because it's not easy. And a lot of the times I feel like our coworkers may not understand how we are as millennials and Gen Z. So I feel like a podcast like this may help somebody, hopefully, because I definitely could have used something like this when I transitioned. It was a very interesting period of time because I'd never have experienced something like that in my lifetime, because of course we are in school from age 5 until age 18, and then after 18 we are expected to go to college, and we have all of these forced expectations from our grandparents and our relatives and our family to go to college and get a degree and find a job right after you graduate. And there's no period of time where we are able to even like take a step back and just try to figure things out. So hopefully one of you will benefit from this, because I truly wish that I would have listened to something like this before I started my full-time position, especially being said that I started 3 days post-grad. All right, so basically getting started right into it. I have said this in previous episodes, but I am such a type A person. So being said, I can't function without my planners. So I have to have my planner to organize all of my different things that I have going on. And I have planners. Yes, plural, two planners. So I have one planner at work that I keep at work, and then I have my own personal planner. So I leave each personal planner in their designated homes, and I don't even think about the opposite one whenever I'm working versus not working. So I have my work planner to write down all of my work-related tasks, and then I have my personal planner to write down my personal tasks, of course, and then my YouTube podcast, brand deal, etc. related content. So I like to have two separate planners just due to the fact that I do not want to bring one into the other. So I don't want to bring my personal life into my work life, and I sure as hell do not want to bring my work life into my personal life, because I feel like I have seen it with my own two eyes, and I'm not going to specify who, but I have seen work literally tear a family apart. And unfortunately, I feel like a lot of us feel trapped when it comes to work, and I've seen it. I wish I could speak more because I'm kind of being vague, but unfortunately, it's not really like my story to tell. So it has personally affected me because it's directly related to my life, but I just don't feel comfortable sharing that information. But I have definitely seen adults in my life be extremely, extremely affected by their work life, and it has definitely affected my own living and how I'm currently seeing my future and how I'm trying to plan my future. And I've talked about this in past episodes, but I feel like people my age and older definitely have been able to kind of break that stigma or start to break that stigma that people don't need to have that traditional job that everyone expects people to have straight out of college and expects people to have an idea of what they want to do for a career right out of high school. I think that's even worse. So anyway, long story short, I think it is so important to leave work life at work and home life at home and not intermix the two. So moving on to the next thing that I do to kind of separate the two portions of my life is I do not touch my phone during my work hours. So when I get to work at 7:55, 8 a.m., I put my phone in my drawer and I do not touch it until my lunch break. So 12:30, I will leave for lunch and I won't touch my phone until I get to my destination for lunch. And if I go on my phone, I will check my text messages or I'll check like important emails or DMs or things of that nature. Typically, I don't really go on my phone much during the workday. When I get home from work, I might go on my phone a little bit, but I've definitely been limiting my time on my phone because I feel like I get pulled in two different directions if I'm at work, and it's just unnecessary time to be spent on the phone while on work hours, and it's just kind of unprofessional. So that is what I decide to do, and I think it's definitely led to a healthier relationship. Personally, I do not add my coworkers on like Facebook or Instagram or things of that nature. I just feel like I need to really separate the two because all of my coworkers are 10 to 15 years older than me, and some of them are even close to retirement. And some of my coworkers that are close to retirement are some of my best coworkers and some of my closest people that I feel like I can confide in if I have things that I need to talk about. So I feel like I really do a good job at separating the two of them. And then when I get home, I try not to engage in things that will remind me of things that happened during the workday. So next, I wanted to talk about kind of my typical week and then how I manage being in my full-time work along with my side hustles. So my YouTube channel, my podcast, Instagram, etc. So basically, step one is to set a routine, and it has taken me like 4 or 5 months to really figure out that routine and what works for me. And winter really puts a wrench into that whole situation, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. So anyway, I did want to say I do have an Etsy shop as well, which some of you may know about, but I, for one, like to keep my Etsy shop only live when I have stock available. So as of right now, because of just so many different things going on in the world, I decided to keep my Etsy shop on vacation mode because of like the election and everything going on. So I just decided to keep it on vacation mode, and currently I'm not filling any orders. But when I talk about my little routine that I have set up, it is in regard to when my Etsy shop is open. So we'll start right off on Mondays. So on Mondays, it is typically a very work-heavy day for me. So I feel a little bit overwhelmed when I get home from work, and I feel like that is a very common theme among a lot of people. So when I get home, I'll do my after-work routine. I'll change into some comfy clothes. I'll grab my laptop. I'll sit on the couch. Maybe grab like a glass of wine or just something to drink that may not be alcohol-related, but I'll sit on the couch and just relax. So I would really like to put working out into this routine, but I haven't quite figured that out yet. So as of right now, I just wanted to make note that working out is not included in this routine. So typically it's just sitting on the couch and just trying to detach from the day. So after I have had about an hour to decompress, I will typically get started on editing. So typically in the weekends, I will film a vlog or some type of video that I will edit on Mondays and Tuesdays. So Mondays after work, I will work on editing this vlog for about 2 to 3 hours. And then on Tuesdays, I'll do the same thing, my after work routine, and then I will finish up on any editing that I have to do for YouTube. I'll upload, finish the description, etc., and then I'll schedule it to go up on Wednesday. So you'll notice a lot of my evenings are not too heavy in regard to work content, but I like to get things done right away, and I don't like them to be kind of, like, irrelevant anymore. Like, I like to get them up right away, so Wednesdays, I'll typically have an off day where I'm really relaxing, so hopefully I can integrate kind of some working out, yoga, or something into my weeks because I really, really, really need it for my mental health. I need to start integrating some type of workout into my weekly routine, I guess, if you want to call it that. Thursdays, I'll typically have another one of those off days where I'll just fill the time in the evening, whether it's watching Netflix, going to my parents' house, doing something to just fill the time. And then Fridays, which are some of my favorite evenings, I will start either the weekend vlog or I'll have another off day or I'll spend time with Cole, things like that. But Fridays are typically some of my favorite days because they are a start to the weekend and I just like that freedom that you have on the weekend or on the evenings, I guess, of the weekends. Saturday, I'll typically either film a sit-down video or a vlog. This is the time that I'll really spend bulk sewing my scrunchies that I sell in my Etsy shop, or I'll print some stickers if I am deciding eventually to sell stickers, which is a whole nother topic. But I'll work on Etsy shop stuff basically. And then Saturdays are typically the days that I'll take Instagram related content. And that's basically the day. I usually spend Saturdays with my mom, so it's a fun day for me usually. On Sundays, I'll typically plan the podcast later in the evening. I'll record it and then I'll finish off recording the vlog and or any content that I'm filming. And then I'll try to spend the evening relaxing and basically getting ready for the full week ahead. So I try not to do anything too crazy during my weeks because there's really nothing to do as of right now, but I just try to keep on a strict routine when it comes to work-related content because podcasting and YouTube, while they are like a side hustle, I still make money from YouTube especially, but it is something that I have to put time and energy into, so I consider it being work. I have to write it off on taxes, so technically it is work. So that is what my average week will kind of look like. Of course, everything depends on if I have my Etsy shop open and what type of content I am posting for that week, but I like to post 1 to 2 videos a week and then 1 podcast every single Monday, which you guys didn't know because you're listening to this. So that's the average schedule. And moving on, I did want to talk about a few other things that are related to being in full-time work. And like I was talking about earlier, kind of making that transition from school to full-time because it is such a weird transition. But I just wanted to give a little disclaimer that I obviously am not a medical professional, nor am I trying to give medical advice in this episode. I just wanted to give my experiences and what I am going through. So I can't lie in this episode, but I am on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, and I for one can say that I should have been on these years ago. They would have helped me immensely through high school, college, just life in general. I suffer from social anxiety, and I definitely have a lot of issues when it comes to meeting new people and being projected into those social roles, I guess, social interactions. So I think being on those medications would have been so much helpful for my mental health a long time ago, but we live and we learn. So I just wish that I would have been on them sooner. And I can't tell you guys how much these have helped me when it comes to my work life, which is sad to say that my work has pushed me to be on antidepressants, but it is what it is. And I'm not really going to say much more about that, but I have definitely been struggling, and it's been a very rough last 4 months, just due to workload and work stress. So anyway, I wanted to mention that if you guys are followers of my YouTube channel, that you may know I used to vlog my work days, and occasionally I would vlog on like my lunch break and sit in my car and vlog or whatever. And I kind of quit doing that around the September, October time period. And that's right before I went on my antidepressants. And the reason that I quit vlogging and I still haven't started vlogging my work days again is due to the fact that a lot of my experiences were going to my car on my lunch break and having basically like a breakdown, like a mental breakdown. I would just sob and I would call my mom and just tell her like what was going on. And I'm not going to get into detail because it's not relevant for this episode, but yeah, I really couldn't bear to vlog that kind of stuff and then relive it by editing it. It just wasn't something that I was up to doing, and I just didn't think it would be healthy for my own mental health. So that is when I went to my primary and I ended up getting put on antidepressants because I couldn't do it anymore. It wasn't worth the mental breakdowns in my car on my lunch break when I'm supposed to be just like taking a break and decompressing. So yeah, that is why I haven't been vlogging. But being said, I am extremely grateful for the fact that I am still healthy and my family is still healthy, and for the fact that I am able to have this job during pretty much one of the most challenging times that we've faced as a country, as well as a world in general, in a very long time. So I'm extremely grateful to have had a job to keep me on my feet during these times. So as bad as things can be, there's always a positive light that you can look at. So moving on, we'll talk about some tips and advice for kind of this transition and how to balance things and just things of that nature. I don't know what your side hustles are, but of course I can only speak from my own experience. So hopefully some of this will be relevant to what you can apply to your own life. But from a work perspective, I just want you to know that you should stand strong in what you know is right. There have been a handful of times that a select few people have kind of undermined me and acted like I didn't know what I was talking about, when in fact what I was saying was correct. And you will come across that in your line of work, probably for any type of work. You will have somebody that tries to kind of blame you for something that may have happened, but you know what you did is right, and you can only do what you know is right. You can only follow your job duties and your tasks to your best ability. So just stand strong in your mindset that you know what you did is right, you followed it by protocol, etc. Next up, hear your coworkers' thank yous. I know it is hard to see all the negative things that can happen during a week of work, and you can feel unappreciated, you can feel belittled, but know that your coworkers appreciate you and that their thank yous are meaningful and that they mean what they say when they say thank you, whether it's for your help, whether it's for your guidance, fill in the blank basically. Next, like I was talking about, when it comes to negative things that have happened, I think it is so important to write down your thoughts on paper because it is super easy to forget the small things that have happened. But I'm one of those people who really holds grudges, and I don't think that's a positive thing about myself. I'm not bragging about that in any way. I don't think that is a good thing, but I'm definitely a person that doesn't forget anything. But I still write it down because in the long run, you will have a large list. And I have already had a large list of certain things that have happened that have been from one person. And personally, I keep a private notebook at home where I document those things. And whether that's negative or positive, you can take it as you will. But that's just what I do. I also document kind of how I'm feeling after each day to kind of weigh the pros and cons. And I also make pros and cons list, being said. So I think it's so crucial to not ignore any feelings that you have, whether it is positive or negative, but especially being a new graduate in a new field, I think it's really important to acknowledge what you are feeling, because it is actually super hard to mentally adjust from having classes and teachers where you submit things that are due at a deadline, and then you go from that to basically having no direction. And you have roles that are assigned by certain people, but it's not like they have a deadline or you have to kind of manage yourself in certain ways. So it can be stressful. And of course, it just is relevant to your own position, and all of these things won't necessarily pertain to your field of work. But I just wanted to talk about that. And it's definitely not easy to transition from college to full-time work. So anyway, it's just very important to acknowledge how you feel, especially how somebody makes you feel. I have definitely had things where I thought somebody was thinking a certain way, and then I spoke to a coworker and I realized that was their true intentions. So if you're not happy, do something about it, because I spent too many months of my lifetime worrying that I didn't do something correct, but it was just the other person in the grand scheme of things. So if you're not happy, try to do something about it. And that could be to talk to your manager, talk to the person who is the next up in line. And I just wanted to say that I had to do this back in August because I was being pulled in four different directions. I was trying to manage four different people trying to tell me tasks to do and then try to triage or prioritize which one is most important and which one needs to be done first, which all of them wanted to be done first. So it was just really hard to not have anyone to talk to. So I talked to my manager and I said, I just can't do this. I can't be pulled in four different directions and not have some kind of boundaries or a layout on how things should work, because I can't decide which one is most important when everyone thinks that their thing is the most important. So I just wanted to say that you should speak up for yourself, speak up for how you're feeling, and talk to your manager, because your feelings do matter. And as much as you may feel like they don't, they truly do. And things got a lot better after I decided to do that. And I think it just takes that one step and that one little mental breakdown for things to kind of reroute themselves. So the next topic of conversation is a pretty negative one, but if things proceed to be negative week after week after week and nothing gets better, even after you decide to talk to your supervisor or your manager, I would recommend looking for something that will make you happier. Your life and your time is too important to be spent in a job that you hate. Whether you work for yourself, whether you work for somebody else, your life is too damn short to be piddling around doing monotonous work that you don't like. So it could be essential to even look for something else. I feel like that was just a whole bunch of negativity, and I'm sorry for kind of spewing all of that out, but I feel like it needed to be said, and I feel like I can't say it on my YouTube channel for fear that people will take it the wrong way. And I feel like a lot of the podcast community really understands that a podcast is just to talk, and it's not like I'm looking for answers. It's not like I'm looking for a resolution. I'm just talking to talk, and I'm talking to hopefully have one of you relate to how I'm feeling. And it's not easy being an adult, and it's not easy transitioning to all of the different things that we have to manage in our lifetime. And we all have to face these tasks as we start to age and grow up. So being said, we'll move on to something a little bit more happier. And I don't really have anything planned for this portion, so it might be a little bit short. But I did just want to talk about my YouTube channel and Instagram and things of that nature, blog, stuff like that. And the podcast, I guess, too, can kind of pertain to this. But I personally like to put out content that will make people smile, that will make people happy, that won't make people think about the negative things in their life. And I think a lot of the times when creators put out content like that, it can seem like our lives are happy, sunshine, rainbows, and like nothing bad happens. But if you put yourself in a content creator's shoes, would you really want to put out all of those negative vibes into the universe? No. It is hard to relive negative things that happened in your life. And as much as people think that YouTube is kind of like a therapeutic talking session, of course, people don't want to listen to that day after day after day. and video after video. So I try my best to kind of have a happy medium in between the two of those things. I try to keep you guys updated in my life as much as possible, but I also try to keep things kind of creative, but also realistic. Like, I am a normal ass girl. I have a normal ass life, and there's nothing special about me. I just happen to post content on the internet, and I just think so many people tend to forget that when they are listening to people's content or watching people's content, etc. So yeah, I live in freaking North Dakota, for crying out loud, you know? I don't really have anything special about me, but I just choose to post things on the internet, and some of you decide to watch, and I love you guys so much for that. So thank you. So I don't really know if this episode was just a ton of word vomit, if any of it made sense, who knows, but I just wanted to get some of these feelings out. I have talked to other coworkers, other classmates, and they have felt very similar at one point in their life. So I just want you to know to not give up on your job because of the bad times, and also don't give up on your dreams because of the bad times. YouTube is literally my favorite thing in the world. I have been doing this consistently for, I think, 4 years, and I'm so happy with posting. I just love it. It's something so fun, and I love watching other people's content too because it just helps me to feel inspired or motivated, and I just hope that you can feel that from somebody too, whether it's me, whether it's somebody else. I hope that you have somebody that you can look up to and feel motivated by. So, being said, with all of that randomness that I talked about in this episode, I do really enjoy my job. I just feel a little bit overwhelmed at times because I have to manage dealing with x-ray lab referrals to alternate facilities. I have to manage COVID data. I have to help out the nurses. I just have to kind of manage a bunch of things and decide which one comes first, basically to prioritize which one is the most important. And of course, they are all the most important because that's how a clinic functions. It's a big, huge circle that comes together. And I don't know if any of you guys are in the medical field and can relate to this, but it's just hard. And I don't have anybody really to talk to this about. And that's what's difficult for me. And that's why I've had kind of a hard time transitioning, is because I don't have another x-ray tech to talk to. And it's not even about x-ray related things, but I am beyond thankful for the nursing staff that I do have to talk to, and then also the lab technologist that I'm able to talk to, because I'm not going to say her name, but she is my rock. Like, I would not be able to be where I am without her. So I'm just very grateful for a few of my coworkers that have really helped me through some really hard times. And of course, you guys have helped me through some really dark days, even though you may have not known that it was a dark day for me. So yes, I do a pretty good job at hiding things at times, but not always. And social media makes that very easy to hide things, but yes. So managing all of the things is not easy. It is not a simple task, but I know you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Just make sure to be diligent when it comes to prioritizing your time and figuring out what times work best for you to kind of stay motivated to complete different tasks, and whether that's a day or even an hour. Like I said, my Saturdays are the most productive days for me, but you could have a Monday at 5 p.m. That's your most productive hour. And of course, work is going to take the main priority. Like, my full-time job, I can't leave at 3 o'clock to film a video. You know what I mean? So things will definitely have to take priority, and you'll have to adjust certain things to find what fits best. But that is the adult life, and that's how things work. So we will all figure this out together, one step at a time. But that's going to be all for today's episode. I'm sorry it was a little bit shorter, but I did a poll on the Unsocial Butterfly Instagram and asked whether you guys like around 30-minute episodes or 45 minutes and longer, and a fair share of you guys voted for the 30 minutes. So I'm going to try to keep them kind of in between the 30 to 45 minutes, because maybe you guys were not wanting to listen to a 50-minute episode, and that's maybe why you didn't click on last week's episode. I don't know. But I'm just going to try to kind of post content that fits a realm of different people. I want to touch on a ton of different topics that can fit a lot of different people. So hopefully I will touch on a topic one day that is important to you. And like I said earlier, if you have a topic that you would like me to talk about, definitely feel free to message me over on Instagram at Unsocial Butterfly Podcast. Of course, everything is anonymous. I will never share names if you don't want me to, because I just want this to be a private and safe space for all of us to chat and discuss about things that fit under the realm of our adult life. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this super random and kind of ranty podcast. I won't lie. Like, my last episode was so fun, and I just feel like I was very serious in this episode. So I do apologize for that. But, you know, every single episode is a little bit different. I'm going to take a sip of my wine here. Cheers. I just swallowed wrong. But thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I will talk to you all next week for another episode.